Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Always good to talk to you. And we're continuing a bit of a theme here, yeah?
Yeah, working some more on the family finances. The first of the year, we always kind of set our goals for the year, and lots of folks pick working on their finances as one of those resolutions. And so we're going to continue. America Saves Week is the end of February. So just some more ideas to think about before we get to the end of February. And today I want to talk a little bit about saving for major milestones, those things in life that can be a little bit overwhelming because they're things that take a lot more savings and a lot more money. For example, like purchasing a home or paying for an education or planning for retirement. So these are all major life milestones that do require us to plan in advance to save large amounts of money. And advanced planning is really what we need because sometimes we look at those milestones and they seem so overwhelming. And so it's taken off a little piece of it or a little chunk and working on it on a regular basis to get there. So just some simple steps. You know, the first thing is you've got to have a plan, and you really need to know when you want to save that money and how much of the money that needs to be saved. So whenever you've got more than one goal you're working on at the same time, it's important to prioritize them. So you could say buying a house and retirement, saving for both of those is very important, but you've got to decide, okay, how much more money do I want to put in to reach this milestone versus that milestone, for example. So being sure to prioritize your goal. You can save for retirement and for education or home ownership at the same time. It's just all about how you allocate your percentage of funds that you can save to reach one goal over another. So don't be discouraged. Don't think you only have to focus on one thing at a time. You can do more than one. The interesting thing is you get to decide what goal is most important to you right now, but you don't have to stick with that plan. We know with our finances we have to be flexible, and we might decide we're getting into our savings, and for some reason we want to change which one of those is a priority. Maybe you find out that you have a potential to have a transfer for a job or move to be closer to family, so you stop saving at that point for that new home and you start putting more money back for retirement or for plans for the expenses to make that move. So it's okay to change that. And along with that, when tough times happen, and we all know they do, it's okay to just stop and set aside those savings goals to take care of what you need on an immediate basis to pay your current bills. For example, if you lose your job, you may need to forego saving your money so that you can pay for the home mortgage or the rent that you have now and your groceries and all of that. The other thing that I want to focus on is really deciding how much money you want to save. You really need to do your research. Especially with retirement, you want to understand what savings opportunities you have. If you have an employer savings program for retirement, such as a 401k, where the employer matches some of that money, and then going a little bit further into that savings that you have, what are the different ways that you can invest it and the different risk factors involved in investing that money? So not just putting more money in your retirement fund, but then allocating how you want to invest that money on the back end. And then on the home purchase, looking at that, you really want to look at, okay, I have this savings amount and I want to reach that goal to get that down payment, but at the same time, you need to know what your credit report and your credit score says. And that's why we're doing our new Check Your Credit program, to really encourage folks to take a look at that credit report on an ongoing basis so that you know where you're at when this is one of your goals to do. So be sure that you sign up for our program. You can go to our district website at meritazine.kstate.ksu. We're asking folks to sign up no later than February 20th, and you'll be set up for our email program that gives you information on how to check your credit reports for free each year, what your credit report tells you, how to fix any errors, and how to work on improving your credit. So that's something that you can do at the same time as saving money back for that purchase. So just keep in mind, savings is something that we have to be intentional about. Do automatic savings whenever you can out of each paycheck. Have a certain amount go into a savings account. And then small steps are going to ultimately get you to that big goal that you want to reach, that milestone.
Yeah, that's the thing. It feels like it spends itself automatically, but you do have to be intentional about saving it. That needs to be done on purpose. So
exactly.
Okay, helpful stuff. Looking forward to that. And let's see if we can get a good turnout for this. There are a lot of really good extension events coming up, and we appreciate the fact that you're putting this out there.
It's my pleasure.
Well, thank you very much. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.